watching right now some thought and concern, self-concern, you know, coming up. Immediately the impulse coming right to the heart and making, producing, you know, a movement that I will call it disturbance. And the breathing also, you know, affected by. Very clearly seen, you know, how all this connection and then all this happening in with this listening, cicadas, slight movement, and the silence that is beholding it all. One can touch it, and in that, right now, looking right now, kind of is gone, you know, the disturbance is gone. So the emergence of everything looking more, you know, in this there is a sense of okayness in just being here. With whatever words that come up, if I'm going to be able, you know, even concern may be there, like if I'm going to be able to convey what is happening right now, or is people going to be able to understand me, you know, my accent, and so all, everything is here. And checking more this out is what can I say? A sense of anchor, of rooted, you know, being rooted in this silence, in which give it a sensation of okayness. We can say secure. You're using words, obviously, you know that anything that comes in word is not what actually is, but it's wonderful to communicate and be able to kind of convey what is here, what is actually seen. And then the word comes that have been, so this is trustworthy, absolutely trustworthy. Isn't it? Geese is flying. I say geese because bird call. sound of the motor, cicadas. Some memories coming up, you know, as a contrast for what is happening right now. Let me share this. Like early morning, I woke up around 4 o'clock, and I have a habit, I will say, that has been very beneficial, you know, for this body mind. That when I wake up, I never jump out of the bed. You know, for some reason that I don't know, I just, the first thing is to just stay in bed, not move, and begin, it's kind of a entering, if I can say that, you know, even though it's nobody entering anything, entering this listening mode. And then getting in touch immediately with restlessness, like during the sleep, whichever activity, you know, was running inadvertently and causing over the night, obviously, concern, whichever. You know, I wasn't even interested in what was it that it was causing this body, this kind of restlessness. And as I began to watch more and get in touch more, I could, you know, I could touch the feeling that that this restlessness brings some level of anxiety there, and the feeling is to be floating in the surface of a very unstable waters. Like, you know, you are moving and with no anchor, just bringing a sense of insecurity, you know, all the contrary what was felt, what is kind of experience here now. So what was, I'm in amaze watching this kind of, this listening and staying with it and getting in touch with the trillion of defenses and resistance. Do not touch that discomfort with some little pain running, you know, in the back of my head, neck, some tension. But gradually, in time, you know, this kind of listening mode begin to really take over. Didn't happen instantly, because even though the listening is not happening in time, they're just, I even, when I kind of jump out of the bed, there was no sense of time, you know, how long I was in bed. Obviously, at that moment, I looked at the clock, and it was 5:30. So it was hour and a half, whatever. It's not important. But what was beautiful, I say beautiful, because when this movement of energy that is resisting in a habitual way, very mechanical, when is met when the other energy kind of really touch it, it just, it melt, gone with the cicadas. Was dark still, and there were some frog. So it just, and the body kind of sinking down, you know, relaxing, bit by bit. You can see the the other interesting thing that I saw there, you know, like layers and layers of resistance. Meaning some thought story running or no story. At deeper level, like layers and layers. But there was this light shining through, in which this energy that moved could not resist at the end. This what was still making things transparent. I wonder if this kind of feeling of insecurity, you know, that was clearly watched, and at the same time needing some security, some anxiety. So the confusion is that one wants to run away from what really can bring security and blindly looking somewhere else. Knocking at the door from the outside, you know. Instead of, you know, remind me a poem of Rumi, instead of the inside, which is, you know, just staying with all of that. Later in the morning, after breakfast, I took a walk to the pond, and when I came to the pond, I kind of looked at the, and went into a little trail that is around the pond, in a maze of how crispy, alive, everything was. And looking at the sky, there were clouds, some more thicker than other, and different layers, you know, all everywhere, with some windows, you know, which you could see the blue sky and the sun shining. And you could see the light coming, some cloud, you know, not so thick, so it was a lot of light and rays of light coming, and some kind of thick, so it didn't let the light come in. But still, you know, there was this. A and all moving, all the clouds moving very subtly, so kind of resembles, you know, what I just saw when I was lying down, you know, these layers of, but there was this light, let's call it light, shining through, and through this dark, not the darkness of not knowing, but this dark energy that move, because they haven't been seen. And looking some more right now, one can say that all these dark spots that lies in our body, like, you know, with little spasms or twitches or tics, or that drive us, you know, emotion that drive us, and still we don't know, still we haven't touched truly, you know, where all this is coming from. So it resembled, like, you know, the whole sky was what plays out in our, in us. And we can see it in, like, our daily life, you know, looking at myself, like working in the kitchen, and this challenge that I am very interested in finding out if it is possible that in the midst of all the activity that take place, you know, and reaction coming up, and the possibility of staying in this anchor, listening, you know, to all of that, and not going with all this wind. Can be a hurricane. Now watching Katarina, you know, that how devastated it was for New Orleans, and can really wipe out the whole, in this case, applying to the body, the whole health, and one can get sick of. doubt that the body kind of learn, you know, over time to trust this, to be in this listening. It really happened. Like before the talk, one example, you know, that happened, I could see the mind wanting to go thinking, you know, about what I'm going to say or not to say, and how I'm going to be, to come out, and catching those thoughts, not that somebody catches, but, you know, the listening kind of shed light into and not going there, and just and the breathing, and sounds, people walking, sitting in the balcony. So I was immediately, you know, like sanity is restored. A balance, a sense of balance. If nothing else comes up, so we can end it here.